The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stuart Gall, CEO of Intelligent Ultrasound. IUG is ticker there. Stuart, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Justin.
Yeah, you've released your audited results for the year ended the 31st December 2022, and some exciting things going on. You know, growing, you know, on a financial basis, but operationally as well, in a very exciting area and backed by one of the biggest players out there. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. Before we do, Stuart, for people not familiar with Intelligent Ultrasound, can you just explain what the business is about, please?
Quite simply, we are an ultrasound AI software and simulation company, and we aim to make ultrasound, which is the world's fastest, safest, and cheapest imaging modality, easier to learn and simpler to use.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, you've got this classroom to clinic model, haven't you? Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, you know, we want to achieve, obviously, ultrasound for everyone. You know, it's a brilliant modality. And the way we're trying to do that is our classroom to clinic approach, which really means that, you know, ultrasound is a difficult skill to learn. It's all about hand-to-eye coordination. It's very operator dependent. And so what we do is we have a range of simulators that teach doctors in the classroom how to do ultrasound, how to scan proficiently, and then we also follow them into the clinic and give them AI-based software tools that can help them scan patients faster and better.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So you've got the simulation there, you know, the sort of classroom, and then the actual tools are involved in the AI side of things. And
yes.
Like I said, the simulation is doing very well, more mature business. But the growth in the AI side is very exciting. And, you know, I've just said before we came on, it's like for a while, you know, AI has been around in the background, being developed for a long time. And there's been many sort of, you know, hyped sort of text plays out there talking about, say, Web3, blockchain, or maybe metaverse. But now you're seeing more and more applications being used and being useful for AI, and you're realizing, hang on, this is the real deal. It's very intelligent. It's quite scary in some respects how good it is, but of course it's going through that period, and you've been at the heart of this for a while, so that's quite exciting. Before we get into that, the operational side, just take us through, because you know, your financial progress has been very good as well. Take us through some of the financial highlights, if you could, Stuart.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when we set out what we wanted to achieve in 2022, and I said we've had a very good year. We've met all our financial expectations. We had a revenue target of 10 million. That's 33% up. We hit that. We had an AI revenue target. I mean, I think this is an important one that we'll touch on later, but, you know, it's important that we've all been talking about AI for the last 4 years. You know, we've been developing these products. We've started to finally get traction commercially in the marketplace. And although it's early days, that is still the traction starting and why we're excited about going forward. We reduced our loss by 17% to 3 million. That's important. And then at the end of the year, we did a placing, raising 5 million from the market. So that left us with 7.2 million cash at the end of the year. And the whole purpose of that cash is to take the business to profitability by the end of 2024.
Yeah. Well, like I say, simulation, you know, accounted for 9.4 million of the 10.1 million. And AI, you know, like I said, starting from an early base, lots of development, and now it's starting to gain commercial traction, you know, went from 200,000 to 700,000. So it's very good growth. It's from a small base. But, you know, how big can this be, AI products? Because it seems to me now it's the way forward in many areas of not just medicine, but many areas of business and all that. So how big can this get, and where are you placed in the sector?
Yeah, so the forecast for the market, AI and ultrasound, is that it's expected to be a £1.3 billion market by 2028. So our aim is that, you know, we believe we're already a player in this space because we are a first mover. And we've been doing a lot of things, as I say, building this team, building our clinical capability. We've got 37 million curated images now. We've got a team of over 20 plus engineers, etc. We've got this agreement with GE Healthcare, world's largest ultrasound company. But it's then all about what are you actually doing to deliver, you know, making those products happen on the ground so that you can actually be in a position to sell them. So 2022 was the beginning of traction, but what we really wanted to be in 2022 was in a position for this year that we had a full product range out in the market selling, not, oh, it's coming tomorrow, or it'll be coming later, or don't worry, it'll be regulatory approved later in the year. Products that are out there, regulatory approved. And that's what we achieved. So we had our Sonalys software. So Sonalys, sorry, GE's healthcare Sonalys software. Yeah. It's our software, it's our AI software that's sort of is the engine driving that. And this is we've talked about it before, but this is the 20-week scan. You go into hospital, you have a scan of the 20-week pregnancy, and you've got to follow a protocol. And that protocol is quite detailed. Got a long scan, you've got to look at 21 different images within the fetus, and our software does that automatically for the sonographer. So when they freeze the image to say, right, am I seeing the head, seeing the heart, seeing the stomach, the software goes, yeah, that's the stomach, yes, it meets the protocol, green tick. So it helps standardize the scan, and it helps with de-stressing. It's quite stressful under pressure to get all these images, check where you are, if you've got all 21. And our software's ticking it all off for you, saying, yes, you've met the protocol. That launched on GE Healthcare's premier obstetrics ultrasound machine, the Expert 22, in the summer last year. So that was number one, get on the, you know, one of the big product lines within GE. Is, you know, the important thing is that we get across all of them, but this is the big step, was to get on this first really big one. And then secondly,
well, let's be honest, before you go on there, let's be honest, and that, you, first of all, you're at GE, like I said, the biggest, you know, manufacturer of these machines out there, so that's validation, but also that market you're in there of giving birth is not a niche market, is it? You know, it's
a large market, you know? No, exactly. So there's about 37,000 obstetrics ultrasound machines sold a year, and GE is the market leader in that with about half the market. So there's a considerable number of machines sold each year. Obviously that breaks down, but it's covered by their Volison range, and that's in effect, as you'd expect, segmented down. So you have premium range at the top, the Expert, then just below that high-end machine called the Signature, and then you have the Swift Plus and Performance. And this sort of fits about one third, one third, one third. You know, one third's at the super premium end, one third's at the high end, and one third's in the performance Swift end. So we're on Swift at the moment, and we're on Expert. And yeah, this is a big company that's out there selling ultrasound machines. Now, just to be clear, our software is an option. It's on the machine, but the sonographer has the option then, when they're purchasing the machine, to purchase our software on that machine, and in that case, we then get paid a royalty by GE.
Yeah, it's impressive.
And it's good. Yeah, it's good and exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how many products do you have now that are sort of AI driven?
Yeah. So as I was saying, that's the first product. Mm. The second product that we've got, this is our own product. So in this one, we've built ourselves, had regulatory approval ourselves, and are now selling ourselves. It was CE approved, but it's now been cleared for sale in the US. It received FDA de novo clearance at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. So that was a big step for us, because obviously US is the big market for anesthesiology for us. So we now have our anatomy, ScanNav Anatomy PMB product available for sale in the UK, Western Europe, and the US. So that's the product that is basically aimed at anaesthetists when they're doing a peripheral nerve block. So this is what you have if you want to have an operation on your hand or your arm or your leg. You can have a block put in. Rather than having a general anaesthetic, you can have a anaesthetic nerve block. That means you can do the operation without feeling it, but you've got to guide the needle in using ultrasound, okay? Because you don't want to put the needle in the wrong place, you don't want to go into the artery, etc. So you guide the needle in. And it's a good thing for hospitals, it saves them money, but what the market told us was that only 20% of anaesthetists do 80% of the blocks, and what they want is more anaesthetists doing the blocks. The thing that's holding them back is actually the ultrasound. You know, ultrasound's not something they're doing all the time, it's a difficult skill. If they had a tool that would make them more confident with ultrasound, so they're competent but less confident, so if you can have more confidence doing this, then actually that'd be something you think you can sell. That's what we developed, that's what we've brought to marketplace, we're selling it now, it's just been approved for America, so this is all now about proving this product in the marketplace. All the papers are starting to come out. It's about now generating revenue. We sell this product in conjunction with our third product, an AI hybrid product, which is called Needle Trainer. And Needle Trainer is all about, in effect, teaching you how to do needling. Okay. So it simplifies basically the needling, gives the user a real time AI based highlighting live on the ultrasound, but also simulates a needle coming into the patient. So you can actually go on to a volunteer and using a GE handheld probe, using our retractable needle, you basically practice injecting on a patient. But of course, nothing's going in the patient. You're just seeing everything simulated, but it's real. Okay. So this is our third product that we sell in conjunction. So that goes in, that's very much classroom to clinic. You sell the needle trainer, goes in and teaches you what to do. And then the PMB product goes into the clinic. And there's your classroom to clinic approach. And this is what we are really pushing in basically on obstetrics, anesthesiology as the way forward. And we're quite excited about the space we're in. And, you know, our aim is we've got this vision. Obviously, we've got formal numbers out in the marketplace this year, but we've got a, people will say, what's your vision? Well, our vision is to be 25 million turnover by 2025, half of which is coming from our clinical AI side business and half of which is coming from simulation.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's good. Well, I'm just reading your broker note there, and they're very bullish on you. They say they expect for next year, was it 24% year-on-year revenue, which you've done 33% this year. And again, going forward for 2024, they see 40%, and then you'd be profitable for that time. So top line, 17.7 million, and profitability there as well. And of course, you just raised cash, so that should get you there. So, yeah, you must be... It's finally taking off now, and it's starting to accelerate as well. Is that the case?
Certainly that's what it feels like. I mean, you know, that's what we've been trying to build. I think it's always about putting the building blocks in place. You've got to keep trying to step forward, you know, even if you have difficult times, setbacks, etc. You've just got to keep moving forward, fit, you know, we've got our strategy. We're now just make sure everything's in place to keep delivering and it's going to come good. And, you know, that's where we are now. I think we're in this, we remain in a quite exciting, dynamic marketplace. And, looking forward to 23-24. And I think, I don't know if I said earlier, but you know, one of the things we've had a positive start to the year in Q1, so you know, that's always good when the year starts well.
Yeah, absolutely, all the stuff. Okay then, Stuart, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of you know, progress you're making but are not yet following the story, if you could give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add intelligent ultrasound to their watch list, please.
Okay, well, I'd say we've got three clinical AI-related products now in the market, growing revenues. We combine that with a strong simulation portfolio and an established sales network. I think we'll hit this vision of 25 million by 2025, and we're very excited. So we're looking forward to the years ahead.
Marvellous stuff. Stuart, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good to talk. See you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.